Roberto's Corner with Dave Lane, brought to you by Tylock George Laser Eye Care. Dave?
Hey, guys. Well, this has been a pleasure this week.
Heck
it
yeah.
Really has.
Yeah, buddy.
And it's the hottest show on the ticket, the Hot Push. We've generated so much buzz in just 4 days.
Yeah.
And the chemistry is magic in this room,
mm-hmm.
but it can always be better.
Mm-hmm.
And as we talked about during the observation deck earlier today, we are in the midst of a friendship recession here in America, that people have fewer close relationships than they have in the past. And the only way to fix that is to put in the work.
Yep.
And part of putting in the work is really getting to know yourself. And so my wife made me take this quiz, and I thought that maybe we should take this quiz.
Okay.
To get to know ourselves and each other better. This is a love language quiz. If you'd like to play along, I tweeted out the link at Old Waver on Twitter. So different people give and receive love in different ways. So you got to recognize your preferences on how you give and how you receive love. So then you can identify where conflict comes from. You can connect more profoundly. You can truly grow closer. So the five different languages of love are acts of service,
wonderful,
receiving gifts,
mm-hmm.
quality time, words of affirmation, or physical touch.
Okay.
So those are the different possibilities. And so we're going to go through the quiz, and based on our answers, we're going to find out what our individual preference is.
Okay. A lot of questions. We're going to
Don't
even think about it.
Just got to react. Okay.
Just answer.
Okay.
I love it.
It's more meaningful to me when I receive a loving note, text, email for no special reason from my loved one, or my partner and I hug. So just...
Partner and I hug.
Yeah. Me too.
Okay, same here. It's more meaningful to me when I can spend alone time with my partner, just the two of us, or my partner does something practical to help me out.
Alone time.
Yeah.
Alone time.
I'm with you.
We are so lockstep.
It's more meaningful to me when my partner gives me a little gift as a token of our love for each other. Or I get to spend uninterrupted leisure time with my partner.
That's the same question. Yeah. I went with leisure time.
I don't like spending money.
Yeah. It's more meaningful to me when my partner unexpectedly does something for me, like filling my car or doing the laundry. Or my partner and I touch.
These are somewhat repetitive, but I went with my partner and I touch.
I like touching.
Same here. All right, man.
Of cotton.
We are so in simpatico right now. It's more meaningful to me when my partner puts his, her arm around me when we're in public, or my partner surprises me with a gift.
I like holding hands more than the arm around, but I prefer holding hands, so touch.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that, too.
Fine.
If you want a gift.
Because I don't know if I care that my partner puts their arm around me in public. I don't know if that means that much.
You don't necessarily need the PDA, but a nice PS5 would be kick-ass,
right? Slap on the bottom.
Yeah, I'd rather have a brand new Xbox than one arm on, you know?
All right.
But okay.
No judgment. It's more meaningful to me when I'm around my partner, even if we're not really doing anything, or I hold hands with my partner.
Okay, when I'm around my partner, even if we're not really doing it.
Yeah.
I like that one.
To me, holding hands, that's like when you first start dating.
Yeah.
Like, that just goes out the window.
I like when the kids are in bed and we can just chill.
Yeah. It's more meaningful to me when my partner gives me a gift, or I hear I love you from my partner.
More meaningful? Yeah, I love you.
I love you.
Yeah, I like to hear it.
It's more meaningful to me when I sit close to my partner, or I am complimented by my loved one for no apparent reason.
I'm going to say complimented for no apparent reason.
It's always nice to get
versus
some affirmation.
I sit close to it. All right.
It's more meaningful to me when I get the chance to just hang out with my partner. Or I unexpectedly get small gifts from my partner.
This is the same.
I know. They really,
I like to hang out.
They really want to make sure they get the right answer.
Hanging out.
We're hanging out. It's more meaningful to me when I hear my partner say, I'm proud of you. Or my partner helps me with a task. I mean, I want to make my partner proud.
Yeah. Like when I came home.
I don't like disappointing people.
When Jenny says she loves the hot push, that makes me happy.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
All right, it's more meaningful to me when I get to do things with my partner, or I hear supportive words from my partner.
Golly.
Yeah, I get.
I'm gonna
do things.
I want to do
like
stuff.
Activities, sure.
It's more meaningful when my partner does things for me instead of just talking about doing nice things, or I feel connected to my partner through a hug.
Really?
I mean, I'd like them to actually follow through on their promises, so yeah. I'm gonna go with number one on that one.
My partner does things for me instead of just talking about doing nice things, or I'm going to go with the hug, man.
Hugs over follow through?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, it's more meaningful to me when I hear praise from my partner or my partner gives me something that shows he or she was really thinking about me.
I like hearing praise. So.
Yeah, I'm going to go with praise. All right, I'm going to read one more, and then I'm going to vamp while you guys blow through the rest of the questions.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's more meaningful to me when I'm able to just be around my partner, or I get a back rub or massage from my partner.
Mm. I'm taking massage there. All right, we're zipping through these.
Okay, zip through the rest of them. So this is the love language quiz. We're trying to determine our five love languages, and you can go to 5lovelanguages.com if you would like to play along.
C.
And you can apply this to your own life. I mean, I think we can all benefit from knowing what we need from our partner and what we project to our partner.
This is a good one. It's a little different. It's more meaningful to me when A, my partner and I kiss frequently, or B, I sense my partner is showing interest in the things I care about. That's a little different.
That is a little different.
Because it means a lot when the person, especially if it's something you know they don't really like or care about,
right,
actually starts to show interest or try to care about things that I care about.
Like feigning interest about our work stuff. That's
right.
That's a hill to climb.
Yeah, I'll go with that one. All right, continue vamping.
Yeah, so again, we're trying to blow through this because there are like 30 total questions. So we're getting to the end to get our instant results to determine how compatible the hot push is with one another.
I'm throwing some monkey wrenches in here.
Are you? Trying to throw off the algorithm. There's a lot of redundant questions, but they're just trying to get some nuance to make sure that you really mean what you say. I got accused by my wife of rigging the answers because...
Like guessing what you...
Like answering what I think she would want me to say. Because we took this quiz when we first started dating, and then we recently took the quiz, and I guess my results were entirely different.
Oh, no.
And I was like, well, it's been like 5 years. People change. Maybe I don't like gifts as much as I used to. Maybe I really
wanted... Maybe I have all the stuff.
Yeah, maybe I have everything I need now, and I don't need any more crap from you.
Hmm. The questions get a little better.
Holly. So many, though.
I know. Sorry, I overestimated how long this was going to take, but I think it will pay off.
Benito.
It will pay off at the end. You're done?
Done.
I'm not done yet, but you can go.
Okay, Sean.
Yes.
While we're finishing up, why don't you reveal to the P1s and the rest of us what your love language is?
My love language, by a 3% margin, is physical touch at 30%, 27% words of affirmation, 23% quality time, 20% acts of service, a fat goose egg for receiving gifts. I do not care about getting gifts.
Okay. So you said it was physical touch was your number
physical
one.
Physical touch.
So, like, during breaks, we just need to go give Sean back rubs?
Yeah. Like us saying, hey, the show's going pretty good.
Or just high five
or,
after a good
not
segment.
Do it. Yeah. You need us to touch you while we
maybe
say
maybe some forearm bashes like from Jose Canseco,
like
you got on Cameo.
All right, Shale, are you done? You still working on yours or do I need to go?
You can go.
Okay. Mine is by a decent margin, 6% margin. Number one is quality time.
Wow.
I like to spend quality time with my lady and my bros. 33% for quality time, 27% words of affirmation because I have low self-confidence, 27% tied for second physical touch, 13% acts of service, 0% receiving gifts.
I've completed it.
You finished.
My primary love language.
What?
That's a great word to screw up. Is quality time. But I have a good spread
Blow me up.
Here.
Blow me up.
It's us.
touch. Oh, you just wanted physical touch. Sean is freaking out.
Yeah. He needs some. He's jealous now.
I need some. Oh, there.
Take a hit of that. Quality time, 33% is my primary love language. Physical touch, 27% right there. Words of affirmation, 20%. Acts of service, 10. Receiving gifts, 10. So we're all. What was your receiving gift?
We both had zero.
Zero.
I do like the occasional gift, and I used to go overboard in trying to come up with not like a themed gift, but just kind of like a thoughtful gift of many small gifts adding up to a big gift.
Right.
But at this point, you get to a point where that is like hand holding. Yeah. It's over in the relationship.
Like
no one cares anymore.
Where you have like a big appliance you need for the house, and this is our gift to one another for our birthdays.
Oh no, guys!
We need to.
That's called
get
marriage.
Our sprinklers replaced.
Yeah. It's for us.
Happy birthday, happy anniversary, all in one.
You like that water heater?
So no, if you could leave town, no thoughtful, maybe nice gift. Upon your return,
you know, I do try to express my love through material gifts to my daughter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if I go out of town, I will bring her back a stuffy or something, mm-hmm. you know, some kind of token from wherever
or
I've been.
Cover a cowboy game, get the kids stuff from like Lambeau or wherever. That's what I've done.
Do you do good with like jewelry and girl stuff? That's the hardest.
Man,
I guess that means a lot, but I don't know
like,
what looks good or what looks lame
or what's tacky.
I feel like over the course of the relationship, I've probably gotten, aside from like the wedding engagement rings, I've maybe gotten her maybe a set of earrings and maybe like three different necklaces at different times. Never see them worn at all.
Yeah, see, and that hurts. Where was that on the quiz? You get your
in the bottom of the jewelry box somewhere.
Waiting to be stolen after a home invasion.
You buy them a gift. They never once wear it.
Right.
Where's that on the quiz? Like, Vita got Christina this amber necklace, and it's like a long necklace with this big, I mean, it's...
They call those statement pieces. It's a statement necklace.
I would never have the courage to get something like this.
Like an amber medallion? Like,
it's like amber, the clear...
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like
a Lithuanian...
Flavor clock?
Not quite like a Flavor clock, but, I mean, I would say maybe golf ball size, but flattened out a little bit.
Yeah.
I would never have the courage to get that or gift it to someone because that's nuts, but she loves it and wears it a lot. But I don't know what looks cool or what doesn't, you know? Not when it comes to that stuff.
That
or clothes? Like, how am I going to get clothes for a...
Nah. Because then you're guessing sizes and...
You always get that wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
You never want to guess bigger because they're like, that's the size you think I am?
Right.
And then if you go small and it doesn't fit them, you're like... She's like, oh, God, you just made me feel terrible about myself because you got me this pair of hot pants that are a size zero.
We're cool, right? We just get each other bottles of whiskey.
Right?
Dude.
And then we share,
that's where it's
we
at.
Share them.
Please.
That seems to be the safest.
Well, I think that we've learned a lot about each other.
Mm-hmm.
Mikey and I.
Yes.
I mean, we both share...
So much.
33% quality time.
Yep.
And 27% words of affirmation.
Yeah.
And Sean, now we know that we really need to go out of our way to touch you and to make sure that you feel loved.
Just rub me down and I'll be happy.
Mm-hmm.
So
crack open a coconut.
I think the
rub
next
coconut
time.
Meat all over you.
Yeah.
The next time that Hot Push is called off the bench to fill in during dry dock, we're going to be that much stronger.
That much damn
that
stronger.
That much stronger.
Good.
Absolutely beautiful.
One more big fat segment here on the show. It is a pivotal weekend in the history of the Rangers, and we tell you why next.